Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west. We don't talk about Bruno. It was my wedding. It was our wedding day. That shit is fire, dude.
They didn't nominate it for the Oscars.
It didn't get nominated?
No, they chose the end credits song instead, and I was like, mistake!
I'm gonna just put it out there right now. The Oscars are making some real big mistakes right now. The fact that Spider-Man, the number one movie of all time, wasn't nominated for Best Picture is some bullshit. Because all of the people that went and bought tickets for these movies or said movies, they didn't watch that shit. They all went and watched. Everybody saw Spider-Man. Everybody saw Spider-Man. Everybody loved Spider-Man. People saw Spider-Man once, twice, three times. And Oscars didn't even give it a Best Picture. The people at the Oscars saw Spider-Man over and over again. It's bullshit, man. Best movie of the year, Spider-Man.
Okay, choices.
All right.
Choices.
Best movie of the year. Best movie of the year. I don't give a fuck what you can say whatever you want to say. But such and such did such a great job. I don't care. Spider-Man, best movie of the year. That's like when Star Wars was nominated for best movie of the year and it didn't win. Star Wars, best movie of the year. Spider-Man, best movie of the year.
Well, I want to know Zach. What the feedback is for your show.
Alabama Jackson?
Yeah.
Great feedback. The feedback has been so positive. And the fans have said, you know, first of all you fake doctors, real friends who moseyed on down to YouTube and decided to click on the Alabama Jackson site on the Adult Swim YouTube page, I totally appreciate you. Thank you so much. And for those of you who put the nice comments in there, thank you so much. To you haters, come on, bruh. Come on, buddy.
Why are you beating YouTube hate comments? That's like the worst place in the world.
I'm not. It's like one out of every...
Oh, you're hunting for them.
I'm hunting. It's hard to find. I'm sure after this, they'll be like, well, fuck you then, Donald. I'll say something. But the feedback has been great. And now, you know, and this is with not a lot of promotion. I mean, really only the promotion that we've had so far has been our podcast. And, you know, my Instagram, Zach's Instagram, and you guys' Instagram, and, you know, social media accounts. That's pretty much it, Seth. You know, everybody else is, you know, we've all contributed, but you know, the feedback that we're getting from what we've thrown out there is so great. And so I want to thank everybody so,
now,
so much.
Now, will Adult Swim start to push it out a little bit, put some money behind promoting it? Because that makes a big difference.
Yes. So for the premiere of Robot Chicken, actually, they're going to put a promo up on the actual Adult Swim channel when Robot Chicken premieres this weekend. So
cool.
It'll have already happened after we had this conversation. Will be after it, but I'm very right. excited about that. So thank you, Adult Swim, for that.
Very proud of you, dude. Very thank proud you. Of you. I didn't go hunting like you did for anything negative. All I saw was positive comments of people just praising the animation and saying that it was really clever and smart and,
you know, my favorite thing, thank you, Zach. My favorite thing that's happened out of this is that I've read comments like, you know, I didn't know that this happened, and I actually went and looked it up. So, like, a lot of people didn't know about the Greensboro sit-in, and people went and looked it up. You know, we have an episode out today about the Olympic protests, where Tommy and John did the fists up in the air, and they only had one pair of gloves, so one has it on his right hand and the other one has it on his left hand. We tackled that today. A lot of people didn't know about that. So it's like, you know, it really feels good to be giving people like little tiny jewels of knowledge just to, you know, and you can run with it. You can either look it up and go down the rabbit hole, or you can, you know, whatever. I'm just happy that people are watching Alabama Jackson. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, man. You're a show creator.
I have created a show.
And it's so hard to create something and put yourself out there and work that hard and also be vulnerable with like saying, hey, I put everything I had into this and I know the interwebs and the globe is going to judge it now. But, you know, you got to put yourself out there or else what the fuck is the point of being an artist?
Exactly. And this is my first time doing that. And I'm really, you know, nothing's going to stop me from doing it again. Obviously, I mean.
Well, look how happy it makes you. It's so clearly lights you up every time you talk about stop motion animation. Your whole face changes, your body language changes. You get all lit up.
I get crazy. Thank you guys for helping me promote it too. I really appreciate it.
And I want to thank you, Joelle. I just want to touch briefly on. Thank you so much for your beautiful intro about my manager and friend Chris Uvain, who I lost to suicide last week. I had to sit out. So thank you for doing, I believe Seth Green stepped in. Is that correct?
Seth Green stepped in. A lot of people. We had a lot of people come in to try and fill your shoes, buddy. We had a lot of my mom. Well, my mom came through.
Good.
Bert came through. Like, it was crazy.
Well, I just want to briefly say that I lost someone very special to me. He's someone that, you know, from the outside, you would think had it all. His career was on fire. His relationship was good. He just bought a new house. He loved motorcycles and had an insane motorcycle collection. And I knew that he was suffering from depression. I had no idea it had reached the suicide level. And, he was hiding that from me. And so you just never know what people around you are suffering. And where they're at. And it's very painful because I loved him a lot. I love him a lot. And I just wanted to mention the suicide hotline. If you are someone who has this on your mind at all, or you have someone in your life who might have this on their mind, it's in the United States, it's 800-273-8255. Again, it's 800-273-8255. I also wanted to say that the Suicide Prevention Lifeline has a new thing that's happening because I was just doing some research on announcing this. It isn't fully rolled out until July 16th of this year, but in some places it is. So dialing 988 will bring you directly to the line. And
that's a great.
So so write that down again if you have anyone in your life who you're worried about or you are someone who's having suicidal thoughts. It specifies on the website that it isn't totally universal in the United States until July 16th, 2022. So it might not be fully operational in your area. In that case, use 800-273-8255. But by mid-July, just dialing 988 will bring you to a specialist and a counselor. And you can find, and also on their website, if you go to the suicidepreventionlifeline.org, there's so much information. You can, they have specific categories for veterans or for attempt survivors or LGBTQ plus people, youth. It's an amazing resource, not just for those suffering from this disease of depression, but also for those around them who are so worried about them.
That's a good, I have a question to ask, because recently someone said something that kind of triggered in my mind, oh, is this person thinking about suicide? How would you approach someone about calling this number, though?
Well, I'm not a counselor, so I feel a bit weird answering it. I will just say that the way that I dealt with Chris was to always listen. And, you know, I've dealt with depression in my own life. I've never been as depressed as thinking about taking my own life, but I have battled depression. And so I would often just listen. And I think that's the best thing you can do, is listen to someone. Obviously, if they start expressing suicidal thoughts, you need to take some sort of action, specifically if it's imminent. Mm-hmm. But with Chris, I never had any of that. I would listen to him. I would talk about things that had worked for me when I was really, really down. But, you know, it's like a disease. The person is suffering so bad sometimes that it's as though you're saying, oh, you've got a cancerous tumor in your stomach? Take it out. Why don't you just take it out? Come on, man. Exercise. Take out the cancerous tumor in your pancreas. They can't. It is a mental disease that is so painful that sometimes for some people it is just hard to see continuing on. And the thing we have to do is love them and surround them and do everything we can so that they take steps that could save them. But some people, like my friend Chris, just weren't savable.
I really like Chris Juvane. Most, if you ever hear, you know, if you looked at all of the, you know, the outpouring, everybody liked Chris, man. He was such a good dude. You know what I mean? I remember your birthday and spending hours in the pool talking about rap with him, how much he was into hip hop music and
loved hip hop.
Yeah.
He loved, you know, he represented Chadwick Boseman, before he passed. And, I think that was a big, big loss for him. A lot of times when people are suffering, then something happens that can even bring them to a lower state. And I think that the Chadwick, he was very close with Chadwick and he represented Chadwick. And I think that was a big loss for him. But yes, he loved rap. He loved hip hop, grew up in New York, Donald. Mm-hmm. Loved tats. He was covered in tats, loved motorcycles. He had the sickest motorcycle. He has the sickest motorcycle collection. And he's just a great guy, an amazing, humble, loving person. When you had something going on in your life, you could bet he was going to be the first person to text you and check in on you. And he had the most loving family. It wasn't like this guy was like left alone, you know. He had surrounded by loving family that were doing anything and everything they could. You know, money was no problem. So they were trying any drug. They were trying any experimental treatment. There's apparently a new treatment I don't really know much about, but I guess they did a 60 Minutes thing on it. Maybe, Joelle, you could look it up for me what it's called. But it's in the spirit of a CAT scan. It's sort of magnets that spin around your skull that has shown some success for people who are really, really, really dangerously depressed. And he was going to start trying that, but didn't make it to that. All right, so Joelle, you say you found out what that thing I'm talking about with the magnets is.
Yeah, it's called transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, if you want to do some more research on it. I've had a couple of friends who battle OCD or depression who've tried talk therapy and pills and all kinds of things and said they saw a great like change after doing this. It's not too invasive. It's pretty quick. So if you want to learn more about it, transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Yeah, that's some state-of-the-art stuff that's happening. But if you're someone who's suffering or you know someone who's suffering, look into it because, and I believe if I'm not mistaken, 60 Minutes did a piece on it that you could search. It's definitely at the forefront of research for severe depressives. So thank you, Joelle.
Zach, I'm so sorry, man. I still hear the pain in your voice.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm sorry. If I'm a little bit, I'm going to let you take a little more of the lead this show. I wanted to come back and laugh with our fans and say I love you guys and thank you for your support and just be with you. But yeah, I'm still hurting a bit inside. It's not something you get over too quickly. But we will segue as we always do. What the hell was this episode?
This episode was nuts out of control.
I know. I don't even think it was that good. I think it's one of those that was not that good. But it might just be my mood.
You want a five, six, seven, eight?
I want a 5, 6, 7, 8 so we change tones, okay? I am not going to Eeyore through this whole episode. I love you all. Let's get into it. 5, 6, 7.
Here's some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of doctors and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
You know what will really help me change tones is talking about the success of our Super Bowl ad, Donald.
Holy cow.
Oh, dude. My God.
Number two most searched. Now, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, number two most searched.
I would have never guessed that, which I'm told through my ad friends is the most important metric, which is the one that people seek out the most. Now, we're second only to Scarlett Johansson, arguably the biggest movie star in the world. I would not have guessed, Donald, that we would have been number two.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Individually, we are great. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Yes. Together, we are like a dyad in the force. It's unique and powerful, dude. I'm telling you right now. They check on us when it's you. They check on us when it's just me. But when it's us together.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's like, what's that dude's name? That surfer guitar player. Jack Johnson, it's always better when we're together. I'm telling you, bro.
I was thinking we're like the Wonder Twins.
No.
Yeah. Why? Why aren't we like the Wonder Twins?
Because I don't want a form of anything. No, I don't want to do that shit. Shape of. No.
But I agree. And I'm not just bullshitting. I honestly thought, like, with all those stars and all those ads, like, hopefully people would like it. As of today, which is the 17th of February, it has 36 million views on YouTube.
36 million views.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Which is insanity.
Yeah.
I feel like PewDiePie. What's his name? Daniel?
PewDiePie.
I feel like PewDiePie.
Who's PewDiePie?
He's a streamer with a lot of views, right, Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's got 100 million subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah, there you go. I feel like PewDiePie.
100 million subscribers, PewDiePie. Yep. Hook a brother up.
But it was fun singing with you, my friend, and we had fun shooting it, and it was great watching it, and I just love that everybody loved it. And if you haven't seen it, hey, go add more views. Go to YouTube and search Zach and Donald T-Mobile commercial.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I talked about it with you before. I'm stuck singing that song. I'm stuck singing all of the attributes that this T-Mobile device has, you know, throughout my house. There's no hidden fees, no price hikes, one cord. You know what I mean? Like all of the positive attributes that thing has.
Well, what's clever about that ditty is that it gets stuck in your head, and when you're singing the words, you're singing all the pros of their product.
Yeah. Literally.
What a jingle.
It worked.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a minute long. I hope that they release, because obviously the 30-second was for the Super Bowl because it's so expensive, but I really hope they release the minute long version, because it felt even better as a minute long spot. We got to sing more, obviously.
Obviously, we got to sing more. But I will say this: that 30-second spot came out great.
It did. It's a lot hard to pack a lot of. The funniest part of shooting that, you guys, was we're sitting in this neighborhood, and we have like those two porches right next to each other, both with chairs, you know. And I lean over to Donald. I go, can you imagine if we lived like this? Like, how great would this be? Like, I'm not talking like down the street. I'm talking like I'm on my porch with my morning coffee. You're on your porch with your morning blunt. And we are just.
I have to stop smoking weed, dude, man. I'm telling you, man. It's over. It's over.
You've said that before.
Yeah, but this time it's health-wise, man. I got sick, and I kept smoking weed, and that ain't smart.
You got a problem.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Now I'm on the break.
I had to grow
I'm on a Ross and Rachel break from weed.
I got to grow my mustache back for a role.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh.
Nice.
So you got a
man of mystery.
I got a mysterious little acting job happening. Speaking of being my own publicist, March 18th, guys, put it in your calendars, please.
Mark it down.
Please, guys. I'm asking you right now. Cheaper by the Dozen is coming to Disney Plus.
Yeah, baby.
And Donald and Casey Cobb and their children, I just invited to the Cheaper by the Dozen premiere.
Can't wait.
Joelle, you could probably use your press credentials and get an invite and bring Daniel as your date.
Let me see what I can do.
Get up in there, y'all.
If you can't, tell me and I'll get you in through my peeps. I'd love to have you there.
Okay.
It's very sweet of you.
But I'm very excited. So please put it in your iCal for me and Gab Union and a bunch of kids making you laugh.
Mark it down.
This episode was a fucking mess, man. I don't know.
It might be
just that I'm in a sensitive, cranky mood, and I apologize to the audience. Please have some empathy and understand. But I do think this episode was a hot mess.
Episode 1 and episode 2 of season 6 so far have been wackier, way wackier than season 5. When I say way wackier, I mean way wackier. Dude, at one point in this show, I have blue makeup on my hand with fake ice to make it look like my hand is frozen. Do you remember that movie, like the Santa Claus? Do you remember when they did the Santa Claus 3 and like Martin Short was in it as Jack Frost and the costume he had on for Jack Frost?
Yeah.
It was like blue makeup with like little fake ice coming out of his skin and stuff like that. That's what my hand looked like. For those of you who remember, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I have to say, there were a couple funny things, but obviously they were dealing with babies. It was babies all over the place. JD and Kim are trying to decide whether to keep their baby or not, that we learned happened without any intercourse. There was some semen that accidentally landed in an outlying area.
And probably like on the vagina lip is what they call it.
Yeah, on the vulva.
I think
we call it the vulva. The vulva lip.
From what I understand, the correct term is vagina lip.
No, I don't think that's accurate. Joelle, can you Google if you don't know? I believe it's vulva lip.
Yeah, that's correct, Zach.
I'm correct, right?
Yes.
Yeah, vulva, Donald, vulva.
It's vulva lip. Or just vulva?
Well, I don't know if doctors use the term lip, but vulva lip is more accurate than...
You got your labia majora on the outside, and then your labia minora on the inside.
Yeah, so labia majora.
They got
a minora. No, not labia minora. Although I would love a labia minora if anyone wants to give me one for Hanukkah.
Oh, God.
No, labia majora. I believe that the semen probably landed somewhere on the labia majora, and one of those aggressive guys made his way in. He was like you know how kangaroos, they give birth, and then the kangaroos have to climb up into the pouch. Do you know about that?
Wait, hold on. The grown man kangaroo climbs up into...
No. A female kangaroo will give birth to minuscule little...
Oh, yeah, and then they climb
and
into...
And then they have a journey from the kangaroo vagina...
lip.
Up to into the pouch where they will get milk.
So it comes out of the vagina, onto the lip...
Daniel, please check my facts. I already have Joelle on many other assignments. I believe that the kangaroo it's not done yet. It's like a little, it's like an inch big, and it comes out of whatever area. We'll call it the
vagina lip.
We'll call it the labia minora.
The kangaroo vagina lip. That sounds fun. That's better.
Okay. And then it's that little thing's job to climb up into go on a journey. Up the kangaroo to get into the pouch where I believe the nipples for milk are.
Have you ever looked inside of a kangaroo pouch when they
When the fuck that would I have an opportunity to look in it? Oh, it's not cozy? I always pictured it cozy, like a sleeping
bag. I'm sure it is, but there's like a bone in there or some shit like that. Like, it's nasty.
Dana, why do you look so furrowed? Am I not? I'm pretty accurate in this.
You're 100% accurate. It's just, okay. When I looked this up and I searched how do kangaroos, before I even got the rest of the word out, it was arborne, so big search energy over here. And the first link I found just had some very, you know, graphic pictures. And so,
well, if you guys want to look this up on YouTube, it's very interesting.
Yes.
I mean, but anyway, what's interesting is some of these, I don't know how many they give birth to. Maybe that's in Daniel's article, but they have to imagine one or two. I don't know. Joeys. They're called Joeys. That's Joeys, the nickname for the baby. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they have to, it's blossom. Their response. Oh my God, you made a blossom joke. A lot of our viewers are not going to get that. A lot of our listeners. Anyways, you have to, it's the Joey's job to make it up into the pouch to survive. And some of them don't make it on the journey.
Your facts are 100% accurate.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Okay, so Carla's in labor.
Okay, so we should talk about this. Jack is calling a lady fat in the beginning of the episode. Yeah. What a little shit.
Yeah, he's an asshole. I think part of the episode is that they're being those type of parents that think it's funny when their kid says inappropriate, mean shit, which the arc of the episode is by the end, they end up saying something very sweet to him, and maybe they're going to start changing their way of being around their kid, right?
Yes. And then you guys make an abortion joke right in the beginning of the opening of the show. Like,
yeah.
In the cold opening, you think it's they're talking about aborting their baby, but they're actually talking about eating a slice of pizza.
Well, I think, you know, in whatever year this was, Bill was trying to push the envelope of what you could do and what you could say on network TV. And of course, even discussing abortion is such a hot button issue. Discussing it on a network TV comedy, hot button issue. And I think he was trying to be brave and discuss real topics that come up in people's lives on the show. So, yes, he was definitely being edgy at the time.
Yeah. Elizabeth Banks is back, which is really awesome.
I didn't laugh a lot in this episode. I laughed a couple times. One of the times I laughed hard was when we have the collegiate drumline and we start doing the ass smacking dance in the air.
And you smack my
butt. And then I turn to you. And if you look at some of the band members, they're laughing their asses off because we were just clearly improvising. But they're like holding in their laughs as I'm like smacking you.
You smack my ass and I jump.
Yeah, to the beat.
To the beat. Yeah. And then we both look at camera as you continue to smack my ass.
Now, Miguel, the drummer, really, really didn't want fries, I guess, because I was very specific.
You were very clear.
Sure.
I was very clear. I mean, I really said, look, I'm going to cut you out of the fries. And he fucking drummed again.
He kept going. Little shit.
While you're on an
I remember shooting that. I remember shooting that.
I remember shooting all of that. That I do remember shooting.
I do remember the drum line. I remember thinking that was funny at the time. Now, the prayer worked.
Yes.
God answered our prayer. And a dog brought Carla's bag to our feet.
Yes.
But then some sketchy guy stole the bag and we never knew.
Yes.
This is the first mention of blurred, right? Is this the first time you used the term blurred?
I believe so. I'm not sure. Because they didn't know what it was, but I thought you might have called me a blurred earlier on and I was like, I like it. But
yeah, but did we make up the term blurred or is blurred?
No, we made that up. We literally made that up.
If
that
blurred was is in Urban Dictionary, I want you to know it's because of us.
Just like Keeping It Real was made up by yours truly. Anyway!
And Black Stormtrooper.
And Black Stormtrooper, Star Wars.
Let's see what they will steal from Donald next.
Yep.
How pissed are you going to be when fucking Kevin Feige announces Alabama Black, Jackson, Black, the movie? Black.
Oh, God.
It's coming.
I know you got that shit on lockdown. Now, Ted is going to film Carla's birth, and he accidentally somehow, I mean, this is like very early in the interwebs, he accidentally live streams it to the whole
live
hospital?
Live streams it to the whole hospital. And the whole hospital's watching.
Yeah.
On the live stream.
Everybody's watching the live stream.
So much so that Kelso hits record.
Kelso records.
Todd says it's the greatest show ever.
Yes. And then Todd runs into the room and to tell her that she has a nice vagina.
Yeah. So, Carla, there was something I wanted to tell you. Oh, yeah. Nice vagina.
No, he says great vagina.
Great vagina.
Great vagina. And
Kelso calls this little boy's shirt gay at one point.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, you've got wrinkly skin. He goes, and your shirt's gay.
Yeah, you could make that joke.
Can you make it now? No. I don't think so.
No, you cannot.
I don't think you can make that now.
No, you cannot. A lot of baby talk. Baby, baby, baby. Yeah. We finally have sex, Elizabeth Banks and I. And it
appears JD and what's her character's name?
I didn't
mean... JD and Kim have sex.
Yeah, I didn't mean that Elizabeth Banks.
It's just how it sounded. We finally had sex, Elizabeth Banks and I.
We didn't. Yes, let me clarify. I meant the characters. and her bedhead, her sex head was really funny.
Yes.
I guess, you know, at that point, it's like, I got you pregnant. Like, let's really do it.
Yes.
And apparently it was good sex.
Did you catch Taryn in this? Taryn and his partner?
No.
So you know who Taryn Cullum is?
Yeah, he has a whole giant arc that
and
hasn't
this is
started
this
yet.
Is back when he was doing an internet thing with his buddy.
Oh,
you go back somewhere in the show when you guys are walking down the hall. When you and Elizabeth are walking down the hall, there it's either you and Elizabeth or you and I. They're in the background looking over their shoulders at us, and this was before SNL, This is before, maybe after Mad TV, but before SNL. Taron, got to go back and look for it.
Okay, but well, what it is Bill had a show. It was a pilot, and it was going to be a mix of it was trying to be a mix of reality TV and a real TV show. I forgot what it was called, and it didn't go beyond pilot. But the idea was that the guys had Taron and his partner had snuck onto the scrub set or something, and so there was going to be all this like interwoven shit, and that must be what that was.
Yeah, I remember running into them like on a press line, and they were either crashing the press line or something. And I remember taking a picture with them. And that was pretty much it. And I remember Taron saying thank you to me. And then all the years later, after he blew up and everything like that, I ran into him at Comic-Con, and I hadn't seen him since he was on Scrubs. I was like, hey, man. And he was with Moynihan. He was with Bobby, who's a buddy of mine. He was with a bunch of the cast. And they kept going, and he stopped and turned around, and we had a little bit of a conversation. And this was at the height of the
well,
the
he Taron for those film. Of you who don't know who we're talking about, he played Jimmy the overly touchy intern, right?
Yes.
Right.
Overly touchy orderly.
The overly touchy orderly. Yeah. And then he as the rare person who was both on Mad TV and SNL.
Yes.
Was anybody else?
I don't know. All I know is I remember when he was when he was 18 years old, maybe 17
Jim
years
Carrey?
Old.
Was Jim Carrey ever on SNL?
No. Oh, okay. But he was on In Living Color.
Sorry, I'm conflating In Living Color. Go ahead.
When he was 17 years old, we did a movie together called Big Fat Liar. He might have even been younger than that. He claims he was 17. I think he was younger. And I remember him saying to me, I remember asking him, well, dude, you know, what do you want to do? What do you, you know, you want to be a stand-up? What is it that you want to do? He's like, you know what I really want to do? I really want to be on SNL. Mm. And bam, here he is.
He fucking there manifested he did that shit down.
Manifested that shit for real, man.
I didn't even have a number two most liked Super Bowl commercial on my whiteboard. And that shit
I don't know how this happened. Yeah, this
the universe, Donald. All right, so then we know that JD has a Beanie Baby collection, and on his pros for having the child as opposed to aborting it or giving it up for adoption is that he won't feel embarrassed about his Beanie Baby collection any longer.
Do you remember Beanie Babies?
I've never seen, there's a documentary that just came out about the craze of Beanie Babies. I do remember them. I never was a collector of I never bought a single one, I'm proud to say. Have you ever I bought a single Beanie Baby and thought you had value and put it in a glass case?
I did have a couple of Beanie Babies. But
did you keep them in plastic cases?
I did not.
Joelle, you strike me as someone who might still have some.
I don't. Though it wouldn't surprise me if I did. I had a handful. We bought them at the Cracker Barrel.
At the Cracker Barrel? Wow.
Yes. Wow. Come on, Midwest.
Cracker Barrel. Wow. I only see Cracker Barrel when I go to Marlin, Texas, right outside of Marlin, Texas, in Waco.
Apparently, they're about to order. They're about to bring one up here.
Ain't nobody gonna eat that buffet. Ain't nobody gonna eat no buffet.
Not a buffet, but it's the perfect spot for brunch.
The buffet is the thing that everybody comes for, though, in the Midwest.
I don't know that Cracker Barrel has a buffet.
Which is the one with the buffet?
Golden Corral.
Well,
that the buffet is wild. I've never been inside a Golden Corral, I'm proud to say.
The buffet is $50. All I need is some bananas.
Here, take these
Go
bananas.
Ahead and take those bananas.
Yeah, you take these bananas.
Well, the buffet is $50. Well, Damon Wayans.
You just take these bananas.
You go ahead and take them bananas.
I wanted to ask you, Beanie Babies. Yeah, people really, there's a doc that just came out, if you're curious, that explains the whole craze, and I'm going to watch it because it was one of those things that was just, it was like Cabbage Patch Kids when we were young, like a phenomenon. Like
Beanie
fucking,
Mania?
What? Mm. Is that what it's called? Beanie Mania?
Beanie Mania on HBO Max, yeah.
There you go. Beanie Mania on HBO Max talks about people going crazy. So anyway, now Justin the Unicorn is a...
This is my favorite part of the show.
Too. Yeah, this is by far the funniest part of the episode.
I mean, she's like, let's split up and think of this on our own, and go over this on our own, and what is it? What did she say?
Yeah, something like let's go think on our own somewhere. What do you, where do you go?
No, and she walks away and you go, where are you going? She goes, I'm just going to walk around the hospital. What about you? Do you, where do you go?
Yeah, and then it cuts to me. I'm sitting on a stuffed unicorn.
No, you don't sit on. You're standing in front of it first, looking at it in your unicorn pajamas.
I believe
you haven't sat on. You do mount,
mount him. Yeah.
At some point, yeah.
Yes, I mount him, and I go, and then it cuts back, and I go someplace wonderful. and then it cuts back, and then this is you say, did you ask Justin? And I say, this is way over Justin's head. He's never been in love. Not real love anyway.
Dude, I laughed so hard. I laughed.
Yeah.
Now,
Justin, we know that I also have on my unicorn journal, and he's there to protect
your hopes and dreams.
My hopes and dreams.
Yes. Yes. So when Keith showed up, I was like, what the heck is Keith doing here? But it was obvious so he could say that he wears a diaper. It was just for the diaper joke.
Okay. What about how we learn Leonard? This is how Leonard lost his hand in the ice machine.
Yes.
Now, Leonard has a
hand. He had a hand.
Well, Leonard did have a hand. He lost in the ice machine, and he got $5 million from the
and
hospital.
And still decided to go back to work
back
at the
to work as a
security guard.
As a security guard.
Yeah.
Now, it's very confusing.
I think he's there just for the ass.
Oh, because he does well with what's her name.
He does well with the ladies at the hospital.
No, he's committed to what's her name.
I do like me some white meat. That's his one.
What's her name? The senior citizen intern?
I don't remember.
Gloria. Sorry, everyone, all the mega fans were yelling that at their. All the mega fans were yelling that at their devices. It's called fan interaction. Do you know how many people across the globe were screaming Gloria at their radio?
I'm going to say at least 10.
Yeah. So Leonard is loaded is the point, and he just works there to get ass from Gloria because he does not need $5 million.
No. So there's something that happens to Turk where Elliot steals his thunder.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't mind when people steal my thunder because then it means less work for me. But, you know, I guess Turk in this moment really, and I understand that, really wanted to be there for his wife who was delivering the baby.
Right.
But sometimes people steal your thunder and you're like, thank you. Thank you for taking all of this pressure off of me. I appreciate it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's your wife and she's having a baby and Elliot was totally. Kind of upstaging you. She was like doing everything. And you're like, come on, let me be the hero husband. Come on. You finally get to have your moment because your ice hand is so cold.
Right. My clearly makeuped with blue and white makeup. Paint,
yeah,
ice hand.
We learned that Jordan had abortion.
Yes.
Again, I think Bill was trying to introduce that being okay for a beloved character. You know, this was the time when this was way more taboo to talk about. It still is today, obviously, because it's such a polarizing topic. But again, I thought that was good of him to. You know, make a beloved character like Jordan come out and talk about her experience with abortion. And
Dr. Cox's this is what was Dr. Cox's parenting skills in this are so suspect in this episode until the very end.
Yeah.
But saying these things to your child at a very young age is very damaging, and you will, you know what I mean?
Especially on purpose, but you laugh when your kids say outrageous shit.
Yeah, but I don't laugh when my kid's walking around talking about my mommy had an abortion. My mommy had an abortion. You know what I mean? Like that's.
Well, I think Cox had a minor part in this episode, and I think his mini arc was him realizing that because he ends it by saying something so sweet to the child about how babies are made. So his mini arc was. Maybe he's going to stop talking to the child
provocative.
Provocatively and rudely. Leonard clapping with his hook hand.
I wrote that down too. Oh my God, I wrote that down too.
The character, Randall really made a choice that Leonard would be like really clapping hard with that hook. He could hurt himself.
Yeah, he could literally cut his other hand. His good hand. I should say.
Yeah. His
actual hand, his flesh hand.
All right. Well, then you drag the ice machine over to the delivery room.
Which would be impossible if everybody knew how the hospital was actually set up in real life.
Right. Now, Kelso, because he had to pay out $5 million to Leonard, put an emergency release.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just curious that none of your friends, including me, searched for the emergency release button while this was
There's
all going
no
on?
There's no such thing as an emergency release on a vending machine,
I'm
bro.
Sure everyone must have looked around. I don't know. That was so
what?
Stupid.
That shit was so out of line. It was like,
first of all, you get your hand caught in the candy machine too. This was a retread.
Right.
All right. The guest is here. We're going to talk to the guest, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days, even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive?
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/realfriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realfriends.
And we're back.
We are back.
All right. What do we have for us today, Joelle?
Ooh, someone special. Someone
shit. Knows. Play that song, yo. It's about to get real Star Wars up in here. Play that song.
We got a caller. He gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage, maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joel, let's get the show on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Maria Santella!
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Donald.
Hi, what's up, Zach?
You guys have met before. Remember when you did the X's?
I was the hair department head on the X's.
Oh, great. So I'm assuming that I'm putting two and two together, that you must be working on something Star Wars related.
Quite possibly, yes.
Quite possibly, yes, my ass. Let's get into it. What shows have you worked on in the Star Wars universe?
I've done The Mandalorian both seasons and The Book of Boba Fett.
Wow.
And we'll be doing The Mandalorian Season 3, and Ahsoka is in the works as well.
Yeah!
And you're the hair department head, or you're just in the hair department? What do you do?
No, I'm the department head and the designer. I design all of the lifts.
Oh my goodness!
Wow,
Fennec Shand's hair, all of that stuff.
Wow, Maria. Donald, you must be so geeked out. You're Donald.
Oh no, we DM each other all the time. She's a huge fan of our podcast, and we talk. You know, this is the only person who I spilled the beans to, and when the podcast was coming back, we surprised everybody, but Maria knew first.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you,
I'm a huge Scrubs fan too.
Thank you. I just want to know. I don't think you mentioned that you do Obi-Wan, but will Hayden Christensen have his long braided tail?
I can't answer that.
You can tell us, Maria. We won't tell anyone else. We'll just bleep it out.
Joel.
You're gonna have to watch and find out. Donald, it's so good to see your face.
It's good to see yours too.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
I miss our chats. We had such a good time together.
We did have a great
time. So, Maria,
together.
For people who love behind the scenes stuff, and of course, zillions of people who love the Star Wars universe, how does explain to them? And there might be some people who I'm sure there's people you have their dream job. How does it begin for a character? Will it be a character sketch, or do you sketch what the hair might be? How does the process begin? For example, on an episode of Mandalorian, and there's a new character.
Well, on these shows, everything is pretty well fleshed out by the time we even get hired. They've got a huge crew of people that do pre-visualization and sketches, and there's a whole design scape that we can go into and see the sketches of people. And so that's sort of a jumping off point, I guess. Basically, the ideas of the directors, the producers, and the designers that they bring in. And then once the actor comes into play, we discuss that and go from there. And some things stay very similar and some things change, 100%.
And how big will your department be on a show like Mandalorian in terms of all the people that are both on set, off set, the people, the crafts people that are building the wigs? Like, how many people will work on a show like that in the hair department?
I have a permanent crew of three. But on any given day, it can be, I think we've had 16 or 17 on bigger days.
Big days, yeah.
But as far as building, I design and build almost everything myself.
Wow.
99% of what you see on screen has been designed and built by me.
Oh, my God. How do you have the time? I would think that would be it's a lot of sleepless nights.
I don't ever see my kid, that's for damn sure.
Well, you knew when you took the job. You knew.
I asked her permission to take the job. I told her, I said, I'm offered this job and I'm not going to see you for a while. She said, Mom, it's Star Wars. You got to do it.
Aww.
Well, I mean, ever since I've known you, you've been a Star Wars fan. You've given my daughter Star Wars t-shirts that your daughter once wore. And so, yeah, it's the same thing. I would leave my kids for at least 5 years if I was promised good health and I could guarantee that they were promised good health. I'd leave them too. I'd be like, peace out.
Now, Donald, do you have Joelle or Daniel? Do you have a favorite hair or wig style of any of these characters that you want to ask?
Well, Fennec Shand's hair is really, if you really look at it, it's really are, it's like, it's got braids in it. It's a long braid. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's a lot to it. You know what I mean? She could wear it up. She hasn't really, she hasn't, she could wear it down. She hasn't really done that yet, but she could wear it up, up. You know what I mean? I want to see Fennec Shan in it. I want to see Fennec Shan outside of her freaking armor and stuff like that. We saw Boba Fett in the white suit, jumpsuit. I'd like to see Fennec Shan relaxing. It seems like she's always in a war. So my favorite hair design is Fennec Shan, and I know you had something to do with Ahsoka's headdress also, if I'm correct.
Ahsoka's? No, that's all legacy. Oh. That's all the makeup department. They make all that stuff. All we do for Rosario is put her in a wig cap in the morning and then she goes to makeup from there on out. I don't get to have any fun with her. But yeah, Fennec Shan is a great one because when she came in, she didn't really have any particular ideas except that as an assassin, she wanted her hair to be contained and out of her way. So we kind of came up with an idea that incorporated like some braids that look like little fox ears because she's a fox. And we thought she was going to die. So we just did this really intricate thing that we thought we'd only have to do for 4 episodes or whatever. And then they didn't kill her. So now all of a sudden we have to do it every day.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
How long does it take to do that?
I've figured out a method. I'm pretty crafty that way, and I've figured out a method where we don't have to use all of her own hair, and so it only takes about 45 minutes now. But okay. I think the first couple times we did it took about an hour and a half.
How about you, Joelle? Do you have a favorite hairstyle?
I have another one. I have one more? Can I just
yes,
one
Donald? More? I will allow you.
Go
another.
Ahead.
And also the Luke Skywalker wig. Holy shit. Not the first time, the second time.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
It was perfect.
Yeah, Donald knows how that hair falls, hair by hair.
But still, I mean, it looked just like Return of the Jedi. Just like it.
It was identical.
All right, Joelle.
A background character I really like. It's a simple hairstyle, but I think it's so evocative of like her character is Omera from episode 4, season 1 of The Mandalorian. I just really like that character so much. I really hope she pops back up eventually.
I'd like to see her again too. That'd be fun to go back to that planet. That planet was fun for us because we did like basket weave braids and we used like homemade yarn that we'd gotten on the internet and everything was real kind of organic.
There's been some rumors that Grogu is actually a diva. can you attest to this?
Well, he does have 5 people that travel with him everywhere he goes. He can't work without those 5 people.
He rolls deep. He rolls deep like Donald.
He needs 5 guys with him at all times.
Now, Maria, do you have any questions for us? You are a fan of the show. Anything we can answer for you since you've been so lovely answering questions for my favorite geek, Blurred?
I was curious about some of the more intense hair and makeup gags that you guys had on the show. Just which ones were your favorite and whether you enjoyed the process of getting transformed. Like
I'll do anything for a laugh.
Great gags. You also had some amazing, people, one of the people on your, whose department headed your hair show in the hair department, Gloria Casney, now works with Johnny Depp. I mean, she does amazing, amazing work. You had some really great talent.
We had an all-star team, and I was the victim of a lot of these ones that would take like 8 hours or 6 hours sometimes. But it was always worth it. They always came out funny. I think the most elaborate was when they turned Johnny into the Grinch.
Grinch.
I remember that.
Grinch. I was going to ask about that. Yeah, the Grinch was a great one.
And they did a very good job with that. That took forever. There's an episode where Sarah's ice hands. This was early, I think, maybe even season 1 or 2. Turned me totally frozen and into icicles. And I remember that took a very long time. And I think the tattoos of Juliana Margulies on my body took a very long time. and bald caps, take some time to make look good.
I've never had to wear one of those for some reason.
I wonder why. It's built in.
Donald's had a series of high top fades, though.
Oh,
I have had a series
of high top. You had a whole series of high top fades.
You know, it started off where
and
it was
we
a
did
nice
one on the X's too.
We did. We ours on the X's was really nice though. That was it looked like an actual high top fade.
Well,
the ones that we've had on Scrubs, were like, one year, the first time I had a fade, they put the hair on me. It was like all messed up on the side and stuff like that. Like the and the wig didn't fit. So
well, it had to be rigged so that you could pull your hair out because I forgot the Jordan tickets.
That wasn't the first time. That was the second time. The first time is in a pilot. They actually tried to make a fade hairstyle for me. And then they were like, we're just going to give him a wig. And the wig was pre-cut. And all I would literally do was put the wig on. And that was it. There was no freaking blending or anything. It was literally, Donald, put it on right before we go. And that's it.
Well, we had an amazing
team. We did a good one on the Exus. We had fun with that.
Yeah, we did.
How about another question? Do you have another question for us?
Oh, God. I have so many Scrubs related questions.
You don't need to have one. We could fix your life. Do you want us to fix your life?
I do need my life fixed. I've been bugging Donald.
All right, let's get it.
All right, well, it's time for Andor's.
My life.
Well, where does Mandalorian take place, Donald?
It takes place in the Star Wars galaxy. See, right now,
give me a fucking planet.
Navarro.
Tatooine.
We're gonna go Navarro.
Okay, it's time for Navarro's favorite section of the podcast. It's time to
fix your life.
So I am, because I am now a part of the Star Wars universe, I am having to do a lot of, not public speaking, but I'm being interviewed a lot and I'm being quoted a lot. And I'm not a person who does well on camera. I get very nervous and I tend to babble. And I'm about to present an award this weekend to my boss in front of a large crowd of people.
Which boss?
And rhymes with Jon Favreau.
Favreau. The Jon Favreau. Wow.
Okay. Wow. That's exciting. Well, first of all, congratulations on being chosen to give an award to Jon Favreau.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots.
but they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot-making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tacova's boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tacova's. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
All right, so you're giving him an award. Go on.
It's in front of my peers. It's a guild award for the Hairstylist and Makeup Artist Guild, and we're presenting him with a Distinguished Artisan Award. And I have to stand up in front of, you know, all of my peers and in auditorium, actually at the Beverly Hilton, and read from a teleprompter. And I'm dreading it.
Well, are they going to give you a chance to practice? Donald and I have both done this. Okay.
No.
No practice. Do you know what you have to say yet?
I've written it, so I've got it.
Okay. Well, one thing is I would say is make sure it's on your person in case there's a problem with the prompter. That's what I would do.
Yeah, they said I could also read if I want to, which might be easier for me instead of looking at people.
I think if you get out, first of all, they say the number one fear in human beings is public speaking. So you're not alone. This is a very, very popular fear of for the human race because we're all afraid of making a fool of ourselves.
Your puppy.
Yeah, that's Billy. That's Billy pacing. I would say if you genuinely get up there and feel so nervous, it's okay to say, I'm nervous. I'm not usually in this position, but then segue it. But I'm so honored that I get to be in this position because of John's amazing work. I think people in the audience really relate to that because they'd be nervous to be up there. You know, if they're not a professional public speaker. So if you're feeling nervous and your hand shaking and you're really in your head at that moment, it's fine to say, I have to admit, I'm a little nervous. I'm not usually the one up at the podium, but I'm so honored that I was asked to present this to such an amazing visionary. Like, use it, because that'll give you a chance to just get settled, and also make the audience on your side, because if they're not actors, and by the way, even if some of them are actors, they're just as afraid too. I've done it a bunch of times. I'm always nervous when I'm about to go out and read a teleprompter. So I just think that that's a way that you can kind of get related with the audience. You might not need it. You might get out there and be feeling like, okay, I got this. But if you get out there and you're, you know, feeling extra edgy, it might be a good idea. I would say definitely don't drink. Some people think, oh, alcohol will loosen me up. That's a bad idea.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
And I was going to say, whatever you do, don't wing it. But it sounds like you've written down everything that you need to write down and you're pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're set. As far as nerves go, use it. Like Zach said, that's what I always do. And sometimes the audience does find that endearing. You know, your nervous energy is relatable.
Yes.
Everybody feels it. You know.
Yeah, because everyone's been there. Everyone's thinking, oh, I'd be so nervous if I was up there. Especially if you're in a room of people that aren't professional public speakers.
Right.
They'd think, oh, she's brave. She's doing this. She's introducing Jon Favreau, like this like visionary guy. Joelle, you have any thoughts on the matter? You do some public speaking.
Yeah. I would say if you can, I prefer to like take 10 minutes before I'm gonna go on and like do some deep breathing. before and just like really get centered and think about like, okay, this is what I'm going to say. This is my, if I know my opening line, usually once I'm past that, it's just happening and it's fine.
Mm-hmm. You're in it.
Yeah. I would say just try to get away from everybody and center and get steady. And then once you're out there and speaking, you're like, oh, this is much easier than I built it up in my mind to be, I find.
I think people also really relate to, you know, things like this is like, I just feel so honored to be able to do this and to give affirmation to someone who's changed my life and given me an opportunity to work on these legendary shows. I mean, I guess I'm segueing now into what you're saying, which you've already worked on, but I just think, you know, people will relate to that.
You know, one of my first times ever doing any type of public speaking was when I was younger, but in Hollywood in front of a bunch of people was for Zach, actually. I had to, I had to present him with a award for Young Holly. It was like the Young Hollywood Awards, and I presented Zach, and I had to write the speech myself.
Did you prepare it?
Oh, I did prepare it. I worked really, really hard on it, too. And it was almost like, it was almost like an out-of-body experience because once it started, I would, like Joelle said, I was in it. And then and then it was over, and I was like, what just happened? You know what I mean? And I did so well at the speech that they invited me back the next year to host the award ceremony. But this time the stakes were a lot higher. I wasn't just presenting anything to somebody who I loved already. That's easy to do. When you like somebody, it's easy to present an award. Now Judd Apatow's in the audience. Leslie Mann's receiving an award. Chris Mintz-Plasse is receiving an award. Paul Rudd's coming out. Jonah Hill's coming out. And it's like, this is just after 40-year-old virgin. You want to talk about nerves? Holy shit. I think at one point in the ceremony, I asked Judd Apatow for a job.
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, it got that bad. It got that bad, dude. It got that bad. Yeah.
Donald's not great around celebrities.
I'm not.
He panics.
But he loves attention. So
I do love the attention.
That's the difference. I don't like to be on display. I didn't even get married in front of people. I just, that's why it's tough for me. Like when
I think it's a testament to your work. I think you need to build yourself up by saying it is clearly a testament to your work. It's such an honor. I mean, what a cool thing. How many people in your industry would love this honor and just put your shoulders back and go out with that confidence that you were chosen and you're supposed to be there because you're a fucking badass. And
that's right.
Hell yeah.
I think it's really cool. It's a moment that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Regardless of how it goes.
Even if you're nervous, just say it. People love that. It's like, you've been on sitcoms that you're saying, what does the audience love most? When you fuck up.
Fuck up. Yep. They laugh with you.
If you're in a play, you know what the audience loves most? When you fuck up. They love it.
That's really good advice. If you mess up, just laugh at yourself. Just be like, oh, gosh,
yeah,
okay.
Oh, you've seen on award shows when people make a joke like, teleprompter guy, you got to go back because that's way too fast. the audience cracks up. I mean, people love that. They're tired of the monotony of the normal. They want to see something,
right.
Different.
The last thing they want is Jon Favreau is such an innovator. And here's his award. If it's perfect, like that's the one thing I hate. I hate when people read the teleprompter and they stay exactly with what is asked for, especially after a night where geniuses have come up on stage and improvised and made jokes and stuff that have killed. And then you got the one person that comes out and reads verbatim what the teleprompter says.
Right.
You know
the problem
I mean?
Is with that is that's like the double black diamond version when you've got the confidence level, like you're going to riff off the teleprompter because then you're nervous. Like, is the teleprompter guy or gal going to find where I want to go back in?
Right.
Like you've seen, if you go to award shows like Donald and I have and Joelle has you and Daniel, I don't know if you.
I don't know, Daniel. We don't know about what you do.
But anyway, the point is you can see the teleprompter, right? So if you got a funny comedian up there riffing, you can't help but look at the teleprompter and go, none of that's in the teleprompter. Mm-hmm. But you're wondering, you can see the thing moving back and forth like the guy or gal is going like, when do you want to come back into what's written? And that's always funny. Like when I remember when I was at the Emmys, I think Amy Poehler was doing that. She was riffing, and I was looking, and I couldn't help but look back at the prompter and be like, "Yep, none of that's in there." So don't do that. My recommendation is to not riff.
Yeah, I almost wonder if I need to take some improv classes or something just in general in my life to get over this feeling, because I feel like I'm quick-witted and I'm great with just a small group of friends, but as soon as I'm like on a camera or in public, I can't do it.
That's
anymore.
A great idea. I mean, it could be improv or public speaking or you know, there's plenty of, you're in the right town for it. There's plenty of workshops. You could probably, there's probably like intensives that are like one weekend or something. Or improv, if you, you know, there's a lot, you'd have a blast doing that because that's really fun too. But it sounds like if your fear is just being in your head in front of groups, of course, there's classes you can take on that. Probably online classes too, if you don't want to go to a physical place.
If you don't want to.
It's probably like, what's that series?
Masterclass.
Masterclass. I bet you there's a public speaking one on that. I've been taking some of those masterclasses.
Have really you been? Cool. I took the one on how to make a brisket. I still suck at making brisket.
I didn't take the one on making a brisket.
That shit's the hardest meat to
I was
cook,
watching brisket. Ron Howard's, actually, because I was interested in he did one on filmmaking, and I thought it was interesting to watch it.
That's really weird. A successful director, but it's real. I do it all the time. Successful director watching another director's.
Well, he's Ron Howard. He's right. a living legend, and I was interested in what his process was, and also how he would educate people. I was curious. How do you explain directing? I mean, I went to film school, and I still wonder how you explain directing, because you can discuss movies and you can discuss process and styles, but it's really about doing it. So how do you do a video online course about directing a movie? That's I was curious how they were going to attack that, and it was interesting.
I hear that. I'm gonna tell you something right now. The person who stole the Book of Boba Fett season one, Bryce Dallas Howard. She stole it. She stole.
She's amazing.
She stole the show with her directing. Stole it.
She's stunning.
She's her process and just being around her energy. You know, her knowledge, she's a fantastic person around.
Have you had a chance to work with, of course you have, the legendary Deborah Chow?
Yeah, Deb, I know Deborah well.
I love her.
She knows some things. She knows some things.
Maria, will you pitch me as a director? Tell Deborah Chow can vouch for me.
I'm sure she can.
Tell him he directed Garden State. Okay, just tell them that. They'll know.
I would love to direct a Mandalorian episode. I really, really would. So.
And then you would put me in it as some badass hotshot who lives.
No, I put you in as the real Black Stormtrooper.
The some Black badass OG. Hotshot who lives. That's
the
right.
The OG Black Stormtrooper.
They'd be like, who are you, a Black Stormtrooper fool?
All right, Maria, thank you for coming on. And everybody, thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome.
In.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, Zach, as long as I have you here for 2 seconds, I just want to say, give Flo my love. I did a movie with her called Fighting With My Family, and I love her and adore her and had such a great time working with her.
She's a wonderful human being, and wait till you see what a performance she gives in our film, A Good Person. She's just an extraordinary, extraordinary talent.
Everything she does is gold.
She's magical.
A kind human being.
Yes, and normal and kind and sweet.
Grounded.
Donald, are you going to Josh Radin's concert tonight?
I am going to Josh Radin's concert tonight. It's very late. It's late. It's like it starts at 9 something. At that point, I'm sleeping for about an hour already.
I know, but you're going to have a sugar-free Red Bull or something.
I might have a sugar-free Red Bull with some vodka in it. You know what I mean?
Daniel and Joelle, if you'd like to go, it's at the El Rey.
The El Rey. I love the El Rey.
By the time this airs, it'll be too late for you audience members. But
when he said the El Rey, you know what I immediately thought of?
What?
I thought of the Rialto from La La Land. Is there a Rialto? No, right? There's no Rialto in LA, is there?
I don't think so.
But it sounds like the El Rey sounded like the Rialto to me, so automatically I was like, City of Stars.
Okay.
Are you shining just for me?
I'm worried the fans might be getting sick of us talking about
City of Stars. I don't give a fuck.
Actually, Donald, tell him your Seth Green story. That was funny.
My Seth Green story? Which one?
The video you sent me of him sitting in a restaurant. That was funny as shit.
Seth Green was sitting in a restaurant listening to somebody talk about our podcast and how we never talk about the show Scrubs.
And how much they love that.
And how much they love the fact that we just sit and talk shit about shit and then
no, but Seth Green took
Scrubs.
This video. He's not selling it right. Seth Green made this video. He's like, they're behind me. And these people love the podcast. And they're obsessed with it. And their favorite part is how you barely talk about the show. Anyway, we promised to talk about the show. We love you all, and we'll see you next time. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of doctors and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story that we all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.